But for over two decades, Carrie Kyes has been making sure her bosses sound good. Kyes is a sound engineer, and her bosses happen to be the members of the band Pearl Jam. Caroline Losnick has her story.
Sound technicians say the work is kind of like waiting for something to go wrong, but hoping it doesn't. Carrie Kyes stands intently on the side of the stage in front of her soundboard. She seems oblivious to the 37,000 fans packed into Boston's Fenway Park. Kyes occasionally steps out, but describes herself as an introvert.
And half our fans know who I am because they see me come out on stage with the microphone girl, because I'm checking the mics.
Kyes is the live sound monitor engineer for Pearl Jam. She doesn't mix the sound the audience hears. She mixes the sound the individual band members hear through earbuds and speakers while they're playing live.
Sometimes it's easy and everybody wants to hear the same thing, and sometimes it's really difficult because none of them want to hear the same thing.
From off stage, Kyes communicates with the band, especially lead singer Eddie Vedder, using mostly hand signals. It's more complicated than a lot of fans realize.
Hey,
there's a sound check hours before every show. The conditions are unpredictable, everything from weather and humidity to crowd size and sweat-drenched microphones. She's designed her monitor system over time around the band's needs. Kyes has been with Pearl Jam for 24 years. As a teenager, she loved punk rock.
I went to a Black Flag show.
And it changed her life. There she met the sound engineer who hired her.
When I started, it was loading trucks, putting all the equipment back in the truck, then taking the truck.
She learned to survive on $50 a week, taking any work she could, from punk shows to mariachi to gospel festivals.
Some shows were less than great, but you were going to go someplace else the next day, so it didn't matter. That was the selling point. Every day was new, and every day had the potential of being an amazing day.
Back then, she was one of very few women sound engineers, and it felt like it.
There was sexism, and that's what you dealt with. It was part of life. 30 years ago, you kind of had to put up with it.
By the early 90s, when Pearl Jam exploded, she was on the road a lot. Then Kyes had twin daughters. While she was touring, their dad, aunts, and sometimes a nanny took care of them.
It took me a good, probably till they were three or four, to actually come to terms with, you know what, I'm actually a better mother if I'm doing what I love doing, so that when I'm here, I'm completely here.
That's some serious bravery, doing this job, touring all the time, and having two kids.
George Webb is Pearl Jam's equipment manager and bass guitar technician.
I remember, you know, when she was pregnant on tour, having babies, raising them, and trying to tour at the same time. It just wasn't an easy thing.
It's rare for sound engineers to stay with a band as long as Kyes has with Pearl Jam. And it's still rare for sound engineers to be women. A few years ago, Kyes co-founded Sound Girls, a group that supports and mentors women in professional audio. This summer, they held camps to teach young women live sound.
Everyone's had a mentor, a teacher, a guide.
From the musicians in Pearl Jam on stage to the crew members like Carrie Kyes off stage.
The crew and the band has earned being here. And we're going to go out and put on a really good show.
For NPR News, I'm Caroline Losnick.